Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，下午好。
Thank you. This time, brothers assigned me to a subject which is a cloud of witnesses surrounding us.
这一次弟兄们给我的安排是一个主题，就是见证人如同云彩围绕我们。
Let's read a few scriptures to start with.
请我们一同读几处的圣经。
And the first is Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
第一处是希伯来书第十二章第一、第二节。
Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2.
希伯来书十二章第一、第二节。
Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses,Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Now I would like to underline this part. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses.
我要在一部分的话语底下画线，就是这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们。
Now, these witnesses refer to the witnesses in chapter 11.
这些见证人是指着十一章里面所记的那些信心的人物。
Now, first, in chapter 11, let's read two places.
在第十一章里面，我们也读两个处的地方。
And verses 1 and 2. Now faith is the, substantiation of things hoped for and the confidence of things not seen.
第十一章第一节，信是把所望之事实化的。
And then for by,
是未见之事的确据
by it the elders obtained a good testimony.
古人在这信上得了美好的证据
Now I would like to underline a good testimony.
在这里我要在美好的证据底下加重的划线
Now the same statement appears in at the end of chapter 11. This is verse 39.
同样的话在十一章的结尾第三十九节出现。
And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. God, having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us.
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据或做见证，却仍未得着所应许的。因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
So here at the end of chapter 11, the author says, having obtained a good testimony.
所以在十一章结束的时候，作者告诉我们说，他们得着了美好的见证。
So both at the beginning of chapter 11, at the end of chapter 11, the author says,that these witnesses have obtained a good testimony.
所以在第十一章一开头和他结尾的时候，作者都说到在这些事上得了美好的见证。
Yeah, and let's also read the stories of three people, which is from verse 4 to verse 7.
我们来读几个人物他们的故事，从第三节到第七节。
By faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible.
我们因着信就知道诸世界是借神话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks.
亚伯因着信献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因这信仍旧说话。
So here I would like to underline this very remarkable phrase, through it, he being dead, still speaks.
在这里我要在一个很特别的句子底下划线，就是他虽然死了，却因这信仍旧说话。
And verse 5, by faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God has taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了，只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Now, one thing I would like to most of the version says believe he is, 但是相信他是。
在第六节，大部分的翻译都翻成相信神是。
Okay, and now another thing about Enoch I want to underline is this, is that before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
关于以诺，我要大家留意划线的，就是在他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
And verse 7, by faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith.
第七节，挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
Now here I would like to underline this remarkable statement that he condemned the world.
在这里我要在一个很特别的句子 底下划线，就是他定了那世代的罪。
Another few verses I would like to read is perhaps verse 13 to 16.
另外一个人关于他的经文我要读的是13节到16节。
Yeah. This is about Abraham.
这是关于亚伯拉罕。
And Abraham and Sarah and Isaac and, and Jacob.
这是关于亚伯拉罕、撒拉、以撒和雅各的事情。
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland.
说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。
And truly, if he had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return.
他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。
But now they desire a better, and it is a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
So here I would like to underline this. God is not ashamed to be called their God.
在这里我要在底下划线的就是神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻。
Now let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
请我们低头再有一点祷告的。
Lord, we come to you, we seek your grace.
主啊，我们来到你面前寻求你的恩典。
Lord, you have, this afternoon, you have words you want to tell us.
主啊，今天下午你有话要向我们说。
Lord, you have your own witnesses that you want to show us.
主啊，你有你自己的见证人，你要指明给我们。
And you have lessons you want to learn from them.
你也有一些的功课要我们向他们学习的。
Lord, we pray that your spirit set us free.
主啊，我们恳求你借着你的灵使我们得自由。
So that we can truly see them.
好叫我们能真正的看见他们。
See the preciousness of them in your own sight.
我们能够看见在你眼中他们的宝贵在哪里。
We can also learn lessons from them.
我们也从他们学功课。
So Lord, have mercy on us.
主啊，求你怜悯我们。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, we are going to talk about a cloud of witnesses surrounding us.
主啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，今天下午我们要谈论到信心的见证人怎样围绕我们。
Yeah. As we know, the theme of this conference is You are my witnesses.
我们都知道这一次特会的主题是你们是我的见证。
Now Hebrews 12:1, it brings us to the real life examples in chapter 11.
希伯来书第12章里面让我们看见在11章里面这些人他们真实的生活。
Yeah. And, So the first session, we will look at four witnesses given in chapter 11.
所以第一堂我要用第十一章里面的四个人物来说明。
It's just the first four witnesses, Abel, Enoch, Noah, and Abraham.
这四个就是亚伯、以诺、挪亚和亚伯拉罕。
So hopefully we can see why God is not ashamed to be called their God.
我们盼望能够从他们身上看见为什么神被称为他们的神并不以为耻。
And the second session we have, we will look at, David and we will look at a little bit of, Paul.
第二堂我们要一同来看大卫也看一下保罗的一生。
Now, there we hope to see that God's witness live under an open heaven.
在第二堂我们要看见神的见证人他们是活在一个敞开的天底下。
And in fact, whole life.
实际上他们一生都活在这个光景。
So this, we pray that the Lord will help us to actually, get to know them.
所以我们求主帮助我们能够认识他们。
Now, brothers and sisters, those examples really deserve our attention.
弟兄姊妹们他们的榜样实在值得我们留意。
If we note, this Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it says, Therefore we also.
在希伯来书第十二章我们留意看见他说到所以我们也。
Yeah. The idea here is now that we have seen so many witnesses,
在这里他的意念呢是前面我们看见了有这么多的见证人。
And especially the lives of these witnesses.
特别是这些见证人他们的一生。
Now if we want to be, God's, witnesses.
若是我们盼望成为神的见证人。
Now, we also should have such life.
我们也需要有像他们那样的生活。
It is not just a matter of talking.
不是仅仅说一说而已。
It is a matter of living that life.
而是把那个生命活出来。
So I think that's the author of Hebrews trying to convey.
我想这是希伯来书的作者盼望传递给我们的意念。
Yeah. Now, as an, introduction, I think when we look at these witnesses, there is one thing said at the beginning of Hebrews 11.
关于这些见证人，在希伯来书第十一章说到一件事。
It's God's true witness, actually our God's good testimony.
若是他们是神的见证人，神就给他们美好的证据或者见证。
Yes, so they are both witnesses and testimony.
所以他们一面是做见证人，另外一面他们得着了见证。
As we have read in verse 2 and verse 39,
我们读了第二节和三十九节在第十一章里。
It says that they have obtained testimony, good testimony.
在那里说到他们在信上得了美好的证据，美好的见证。
So who gave them the testimony?
谁把这个见证赐给他们
？It is God Himself to give them the testimony.
乃是神自己把见证赐给他们。
So this is what Hebrews chapter 11 trying to tell us. A good witness is also a good testimony.
这就是希伯来书的作者在十一章里面要告诉我们的。一个好的见证人，他必定有美好的证据。
Yes, testimony.
见证。
见证。Yeah. If God does not bear good testimony to him, then he really is not a true witness.
如果神不赐给他，为他做一个美好的见证，那么他就不是一个好的见证人。
So this is what I think the Hebrews author trying to emphasize.
这是希伯来书的作者要强调的。
So, brothers and sisters, we all know that God, at the beginning, God created the heaven and earth, and then God created man.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道，起初神创造了天和地，然后神创造了人。
And how did God create man?
神怎么样造人呢？
God created man according to his own image.
神造人是照着他的形象。
This is Genesis chapter 1 verse 27.
这是在创世纪第一章二十七节告诉我们。
Dear brothers and sisters, this phrase says a lot.
弟兄姊妹们，这一句话说出许多的事。
God did not create anything else according to his own image. God created man according to his image.
神没有照着他的形象创造任何其他的事物。乃是只有造人的时候是照着他的形象。
So that says God has a high expectation for man.
这告诉我们说神向着人有极高的期望。
Now he has this declaration, I have created them according to my image.
所以他在那里宣告说我是照着我的形象来造他们的。
So the idea is anybody see these men, they ought to see God.
这个意念乃是任何一件事或人看见了这个人，他必须从这人身上看见神。
Yes, and then this is the in the beginning in the Genesis.
这是在一开头在创世纪里面告诉我们。
Now when we come to Isaiah, Book of Isaiah, chapter 43.
我们来到以赛亚书第四十三章
，and verse 7,
第七节
，it says that God actually says that we are created.For His glory,
在这里就告诉我们说，我们人受造是为着他的荣耀。
So not only we have His image,
不仅我们有他的形象
，but now we have an expression.
现在我们有一个表现。
The expression is for His glory.
这个表现是为着他的荣耀。
When other people see us, they ought to see God's glory.
当其他的人看见我们之后，他们应该看见神的荣耀。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is a high expectation.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个极高的期望。
This is a high calling.
这是一个极高的呼召。
So this is the meaning of testimony.
这就是见证的意义。
When other people see us, they ought to see God's glory.
当其他的人看见我们的时候，他们应该看见神的荣耀。
So when we come to a few verses down, when we come to the theme of this conference, in chapter 43, verse 10.
所以在第四十三章，我们向后看几节，就是来到我们的主题第十节里面。
So you are my witness.
神说，你们是我的见证。
Now, why God said that?
为什么神这样说呢
？Because God essentially is saying this. This is at that time is to the Israelites. Other people may not know me, but you should know me.
这基本上神是这样说： 神对以色列人说，别的民族别的人他们可能不认识我，但是你们应该认识我。
So you are my witness.
你们，所以你们是我的见证人。
So God's calling to his people are both, one to be my testimony and the other to be my witness.
所以神呼召我们的目的，第一个是我们成为他的见证，我们成为他的见证人。
Yes. So at the later part of this Hebrews 11, it says, you know, God is not ashamed to be called their God.
在希伯来书的后面，我们看见神告诉我们说，他被称作他们的神，并不以为耻。
So essentially, God is pointing to these witnesses.
所以基本上我们看见神是指着这一般的见证人说的。
And God says, "I'm not ashamed to be called their God."
主指着他们说，我被称作他们的神，我不以为耻。
So dear brothers and sisters, here we see God wants us to be both His testimony and His witness.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在这里我们看见神要我们做他的见证人，也为他做见证。
A testimony doesn't have to speak. A testimony usually don't speak.
一个见证并不一定要说话，通常是不说话的。
Yeah, you stand there.
你就站在那。
God point to you. God tell other people, "This is my testimony."
你站在那里，神就能够指着你说，这个就是我的见证。
I have created him for my glory.
我为着我的荣耀造了他。
Now he is created according to my image.
他是照着我的形象造的。
Now he has lived the whole life.
他已经过了他的一生。
And I'm not ashamed to be called his God.
我被称作他的神，我不以为耻。
Because he indeed has my image.
因为他实在有我的形象。
And he indeed lived his whole life for my glory.
他实在用他的一生为着我的荣耀。
So brothers and sisters, God has a message to say.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神有一个信息要告诉我。
God has a work to do.
神有一个工作要做。
Now before this witness speak,
在这一个见证人说话之前，
Now God's work is already true on him.
神的话语在他身上已经是真实的。
And God's message is already true on him.
神的信息在他的里面是真的。
So dear brothers and sisters, let's pay real attention to our life.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，让我们真正要留意的是我们的生命和生活。
If our life is a life according to God's will,
我们的生活生命是不是照着神的旨意呢？
Then God can point to us to say, "This is my testimony."
那么神就能够指着我们说，这就是我的见证。
So I think this is what the author of Hebrews tried to convey.
我想这就是希伯来书的作者试图要告诉我们的信息。
Now, we would like to first talk about three witnesses, Abel, Enoch, and Noah.
首先我们要谈来看前面三个的见证人，就是亚伯、以诺和挪亚。
They are the first witnesses recorded in the Bible.
他们乃是圣经里面所记载的头一批的见证人。
The first few verses we read in chapter 11 says that their life has pleased God.
在第十一章一开头的时候就讲到他们的生命生活呢叫神喜悦。
Yeah. When we look into this, we find that they represent the right relationship between a witness and God.
当我们留意的来看这些人的时候，我们看见他们和神之间有一个正常的关系。
Abel represents the worship.
亚伯代表了敬拜。
Enoch represents the walk.
以诺代表着同行。
Yeah. And Noah represents the work.
我们看见挪亚代表着工作。
Now, worship speaks of our heart attitude toward God.
敬拜它说出我们心里面向着神的态度。
Now, walk speaks of our daily life before him.
我们的行事为人说出我们在他面前的日常生活。
Yeah. And work speaks of what we are making before him.
工作讲到我们在神的面前做些什么。
So let's take a look at Abel first.
让我们先来看亚伯。
Now, first of all, I have to turn to Genesis 4, chapter 4, verse 4, just to read one verse.
首先我们要来到创世纪第四章第四节。
That's how the Abel story was already recorded.
在那里是亚伯的一生故事记载的地方。
Now, yeah, I believe brothers and sisters are familiar with him, so I'll just read one verse.
我相信弟兄姊妹们对这都很熟悉，我只读一节。
Yes. Verse 4.
第四节。
Abel also brought the firstborn of his flock and their fat, and the Lord looked upon Abel and his offering.
亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上，耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物。
Now here I want brothers and sisters to note that this is Jehovah look upon both Abel and his gift.
在这里我要让弟兄姊妹看见的，神看中了亚伯，同样的看中了他的供物。
Two things,
两件事情。
Abel the man and the offering.
两件事情，一个亚伯这个人，第二件是他所献的供物。
And in fact, the man is probably the issue.
事实上呢，这个人可能是关键事情。
Yeah. The offering just reflect the heart of this man.
这一个他的供物只不过反映出这个人的心是什么。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Abel when he grew up,
当亚伯长大的时候，
it's actually, there's a beautiful garden that he could not go in.
那里有一个美丽的园子，他却没有办法进去。
And his dad and mom, they were often sad.
他的爸爸妈妈为着这件事非常的常常的难过。
And the God who created them,
神造了他们。
And God seems to be far away.
但是现在神好像离他们很远。
Now, when Abel grew up,
当亚伯长大的时候，
he starts to understand what was going on before.
他开始明白过去曾经发生了什么事情。
Now he realized that God's purpose was compromised because what his dad and his mom did.
他了解到神的旨意受到了伤害，因为他爸爸妈妈所做的事情。
So that's how he grew up.
那就是他长大的过程。
But the wonderful thing is something now come into his heart.
但是很奇妙的一件事，就是有一件事似乎进到了他的心里面。
Now he wants to say sorry to the Lord.
他要向神向主说对不起。
Say sorry for his dad and mom.
他要为他的父母亲向神说对不起。
And say sorry for the whole family.
他要为他自己的全家说对不起。
Now, he also, when he look at his own life,
当他看他自己的一生，他也这样。
Now he wants to have this relationship with God restored.
他盼望他和神之间的关系能够恢复。
Years ago, his dad and mom lost that relationship.
许多年以前，他的爸爸妈妈失去了那一个美好的关系。
But now he wants to restore that relationship.
现在他盼望能够恢复那个关系。
So he wants to live before the Lord.
所以他盼望活在主的面前。
And now, from now on,
从现在开始。
So in a sense, in his heart, there's idea of a sin offering.And a burnt offering.
所以一面来讲，可能在他的心里面就有了赎罪祭和这个赎愆祭的
燔
祭的意义。
Yeah. And sin offering is for the past.
赎罪祭是为着过去。
Lord, we're really sorry.
主啊，我们实在对不起。
And burnt offering is for now and from now on.
燔祭乃是为着现在和将来。
And he wants to say, Lord, I want to live before you.
你是否愿意在主面前说，主啊，我现在要活在你面前。
And that's what he wants to say.
那就是他要说的。
And he offered a lamb.
所以他就献了一个羊羔。
Now, brothers and sisters, the Bible says that God looked upon his gift.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经就告诉我们说，主就看中了他和他的祭物。
So the Lord saw both his heart and his gift.
所以主一面看见他的心，也看见了他的礼物。
And that gift represents his heart.
那个礼物供物呢，代表着他的心。
Now, how the thought of offering a lamb came into Abel's heart, the Bible was not explicit.
圣经没有明白地告诉我们说，这一个他要献一个羊羔的意念是怎么进到他心里面。
But the Holy Spirit said in Revelation chapter 13, verse 8.
但是圣灵在启示录第十三章第八节里面告诉我们。
That is an eternal truth.
那里有一个永远的真理。
The eternal truth is that the lamb is slain from the foundation of the earth.
那永世的真理就是羔羊从创立世界以来就被杀了。
Now before man was even created,
即便在人还没有被创造之前，
God already had this thought of creating man.
神已经有一个要创造人的意念。
Our brother said this morning,
今天早晨我们弟兄告诉我，
Our wonderful God give man complete freedom.
我们伟大奇妙的神赐给我们人一个完全的自由。
Complete freedom.
完全的自由。
Freedom to choose.
我们可以自由地做选择。
But God also knows.
但是神也知道。
One day man will fall.
有一天人要失败。
But God had this idea of a lamb slain.
但是神在他心中有一个意念就是羔羊被杀。
Yeah, so that man can be restored back to him.
所以这个羔羊能够把失落的为他恢复过来。
So when we look at the Old Testament and then the New Testament,
所以当我们读旧约和新约的时候，
How can a man come back to God?
一个人怎么能够回到神的面前？
In the Old Testament time,
在旧约的时候，
God tell the Israelites, the children of Israel,
神告诉以色列人，
Three times a year,
一年三次，
You should come to me,
你们要来到我面前，
And bring your gift.
并且带着礼物。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
When I was a young Christian,
当我是一个刚信主的基督徒的时候，
I thought God was poor.
我认为神很穷，贫穷。
He needs people to bring him things.
他需要人把为他带礼物了。
Brothers and sisters, God was never poor.
弟兄姊妹们，神从来不没有缺乏的。
I also thought that God may be an angry God.
我也认为呢，神是一个生气的神。
So people have to bring gifts so that God is not angry.
所以人要带礼物来，好叫他息怒。
Brothers and sisters, that's not.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是事实。
God gave people this lamb, the idea of a lamb. At Old Testament time is either lamb or some other animal, but the same idea.
在旧约的时候，神要人带着羊羔或者其他的牲畜，但是这都是同一个意念，神为我们预备了羊羔。
Yes, God wants us to come back to Him.
神要我们回到他那里。
This is really the great, deepest love of God from the very beginning.
从一开头就让我们看见神那极伟大的爱。
New Testament
极深的爱。在新约时代，
The real lamb comes.
那真的羊羔来了。
The real sacrifice lamb comes.
那个做祭牲的真实的羊羔来了。
Now today, you and I can come to God by what?
今天你我借着什么能够来到神面前？
We come to God through this lamb.
我们乃是通过这个羊羔我们来到神面前。
So dear brothers and sisters, this eternal truth, a lamb slain from the foundation of the earth.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个永世的真理就是从创立世界以来就被杀的羔羊。
It's God's great love to us.
这乃是神向着我们极大的爱。
It's God's great wisdom.
这也是神极大的智慧。
Now, later, when Lord Jesus came,
之后当我们主耶稣来的时候，
Now Lord Jesus offered his body a living sacrifice.
我们的主耶稣将他的身体当作活祭献上。
Yeah, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 6 and 7.
希伯来书第十章第六第七节
Sacrifice, this is when Lord Jesus came, he said, Sacrifice and gifts you desire not. You have prepared for me a body. Sin offerings and burnt offerings you do not desire. I have come, O God, to do your will.
神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的。你曾给我预备了身体，燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。那时我说，神啊，我来了，为要照你的旨意行。
See, Lord Jesus came, the Lamb of God.
所以我们看见主耶稣，神的羔羊来了。
Now he come as a man. He said, Lord, I want to offer my body a living sacrifice.
他作为一个人，他来到神的面前说，神啊，我要把我的身体献上，作为一个祭物。
I have come, O God, to do your will.
我来了，要行你的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, for you and me, we all are familiar with Romans chapter 1, chapter 12, verse 1.
弟兄姊妹们，对你我来讲，我们都熟悉罗马书十二章第一、第二节的话。
I beseech you, brethren, to offer your body, by the mercies of God, to offer your bodies a living sacrifice.
所以弟兄们，我靠着神的慈悲劝你们，将自己的身体献上，当作活祭。
That talks about you and me.
那是讲到你和我。
Thank the Lord, you know, many of us, if not all of us, have offered our bodies a living sacrifice.
感谢主，在我们中间许多的人，如果不是全体的话，我们已经把自己的身体当作活祭献给神。
Brothers and sisters, we remember, offering our bodies as a living sacrifice is not an easy thing.
弟兄姊妹们，请记得，我们把自己的身体当作活祭献给主，不是一件容易的事。
Yeah.It takes a while for us to understand.
要我们需要经过一段时间才能够明白它。
It takes us a long, long while to be willing to do that.
可能需要很长一段时间我们才甘心情愿的这样做。
Now, Paul actually had a reason.
保罗在这里说他是有理由的。
And his reason for us to offer our body as a living sacrifice is by his mercy, by the mercies of God.
他劝我们把自己的身体当作活祭献给他的原因，乃是照着神的慈悲和怜悯。
Yes, mercies of God is actually that lamb.
那一个怜悯和慈悲，实际上就是那一只羔羊。
So we thank the Lord. It's the lamb that makes us willing to sacrifice.To offer our bodies a living sacrifice.
所以感谢神，乃是因着那羔羊，使我们变得甘心情愿的把自己的身体献给神。
Now, this time when I read these Hebrews chapter 11,
这一次当我读希伯来书第十一章的时候
，and I read Abel's story,
当我读亚伯的故事
，the verse that struck me is this, is that.He being dead still speaks.
在这里最叫我惊奇的乃是在这里说他虽然死了仍然说话。
When I was a young Christian, I thought what he was saying is, Lord, my brother killed me.
在我刚信主的时候我认为呢他一再的向主说主啊我的哥哥杀了我。
Yeah, if you read the Genesis chapter 4, you kind of maybe get that idea.
如果你读创世纪第四章，很可能你也会有这样的意念。
But brothers and sisters, this is a very mysterious statement. Being dead still speaks.
弟兄姊妹们，死了却仍然说话，这好像是一个奥秘的事情。
What is he talking about? What is he speaking?
他在那里说什么？他在讲什么呢
？Now Hebrews chapter 12 gave us a clue.
希伯来书第十二章给我们一个线索。
Hebrews chapter 12, when this is in that city.
在这是讲到在那个新耶路撒冷那座城里。
Yeah. In the city, then it says there is the is Jesus.
在那一座城里面讲到有我们的主耶稣做中保
right, the sprinkling of his blood speaks better things than Abel.
在那里讲到我们的中保主耶稣所洒的血这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美
So I believe This is not referring to him saying, my brother killed me.
所以我相信呢，亚伯的血不是说，神啊，我的哥哥杀了我。
There, it says something very, very deep.
在那里可能他说了一些非常深的话。
It is something very, very good.
是一件非常好的事情。
So, the blood of Jesus even compared to that, better than that.
所以在这里我们看见了，主耶稣的血跟他比的时候就比他更好。
I believe this is what Abel is saying.
我相信这可能是约伯所说，亚伯所说的话。
Abel said, "Lord, I want to worship you."
可能亚伯在那里说，主啊，我是要敬拜你。
I want to offer you a lamb.
我要将一个羊羔献给你。
Now he was dead already.
现在他已经死了。
But he keeps saying that.
但是他一直在那里说。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is hard for us to understand.
这对我们来讲是难以明白的。
But on the other hand,
但是另一面，
when you see the witnesses, the martyrs throughout the ages,
但是当我们看历世历代所有的寻道者，
at the end of their life,
在他们生命要结束的时候，
there is a lamb in their heart.
在他们的心里面是有一个羊羔。
Nobody can take that away.
没有一个人可以把这个羔羊拿去的。
Men may persecute them.
人可以逼迫他们。
A man may put them to death.
人可以杀害他们。
But no one can take the lamb out of their heart.
但是没有一个人能够把他们心中的羔羊夺去。
And everyone probably has a last word.
可能每一个人都会说最后一句话。
And I believe many of them, the last word is,Jesus, my Lord.
我相信可能他们每一个人的最后一句话说，主耶稣是我的主。
No one can take that away.
没有一个人可把这个夺去。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
I believe this is what Abel was saying.
我相信这可能是亚伯所说的。
Brothers and sisters, one of these days will come to the end of our life.
弟兄姊妹们，我们每一个人人生的最后一天迟早都要来。
But is there anything that really grab our heart?
那么在我们心里面是不是有一件事真正抓住我们呢？
Is it that lamb? What's the position of that lamb in my heart, your heart?
是不是就是那个羔羊？那个羔羊在你我心中是不是得着了那个地位？
Now, the word martyr and the word witness are the same word.
在希腊文里面，寻道者和见证人是同一个字。
Now we got hold of that lamb.
我们握住了这羔羊。
And live our life faithful to him.
我们向着他忠心的过一生。
If we still are alive, we are witnesses.
如果我们还活着，我们是见证人。
If we died, we are martyr.
如果我们死了，我们就是寻道者。
But there's no difference in these two.
但是这两样之间并没有差别。
What is it that grab our heart?
什么东西抓住我们的心呢？
For Abel is that lamb.
对亚伯来讲是羔羊。
For these witnesses is that lamb.
对这所有的见证人都是羔羊。
For these martyrs is that lamb.
对所有的寻道者是那羔羊。
Brothers and sisters, for you and me, it ought to be that lamb.
弟兄姊妹们，对你和我而言也必须是羔羊。
So this is Abel's testimony.
这就是亚伯的见证。
Now Enoch.
现在我们看以诺。
Enoch, when he was 65 years old,
以诺在他65岁的时候，
something triggered in his life.
有一件事情在他的人生里面好像打开了。
The Bible didn't say what that is.
圣经并没有告诉我们那是什么。
But for the next 300 years, he walked with God.
但是接下来的300年，他就与神同行。
Now, along the way, he had sons and daughters.
在这一路走来，他有生儿养女。
Now, finally, God took him.
最后神接他。
He did not die.
去了，他就没有见死。
But the wonder is,The Bible has this most wonderful statement. Before his departure, he obtained testimony that he had pleased God.
但是稀奇的乃是圣经向为他做见证说，在他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的 名证。
So, yeah, this is in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5 and 6.
这是在希伯来书11章第5、第6节说的。
Now, 300 years is a long time.
300年是很长的一段时间。
Now, I think it's for me to walk with God 1 year, I already would go up and down.
我想若是我与神同行一年的话，我一定起伏很多。
Just 1 month is difficult.
就是一个月也很难。
But he walked with God 300 years.
但是他与神同行300年。
And the wonder is at the end, God says, you walked well.
很稀奇的，神说呢，他就把他接去了。
At the end of his life, God says, his walk, I mean, Enoch's walk has pleased me.
在他300年结束的时候，神说呢，他的行事为人叫我喜悦。
How could Enoch walk with God so long and so well?
为什么以诺可以与神同行这么久，而且走得这么好呢？
What was his secret?
他的秘密是什么呢？
Now the Bible immediately said 2 things.
圣经立刻地告诉我们两件事情。
First, he believes that God is.
第一件事，他相信神是。
Now what God is, it means God is what he said he is.
在这里讲到神是，就是神说他自己是。
Yeah.What he said he is, and he really is. This is what Enoch believed.
当神说他是的时候，以诺就真正相信神是。
Some of the translations says believe that God exists. That's way too weak than the sense here.
有些翻译像中文讲到，我们来到神面前必须相信有神。这一个翻译呢是非常的弱的。
Yeah, because Enoch has known God for so long.
因为以诺呢认识神已经很久了。
To know God exists is not a question.
所以相信神存在，这对他来讲根本不是问题。
The question is when God revealed what he is, whether Enoch can believe it or not.
关键的问题乃是当神向以诺启示他是谁的时候，以诺是不是真的这样相信。
One day God may reveal to Enoch that I am a holy God.
有一天当神向以诺启示他乃是圣洁的神。
Now can Enoch believe that?
以诺能不能就相信呢？
Another day, God can reveal to Enoch that I am God of love.
另外一天呢，神向以诺启示他乃是爱的神。
And then whether Enoch can believe that?
那么是否以诺就能这样相信呢？
Another day, the Lord will reveal to Enoch,That I hate sin.
有一天神向以诺启示说我憎恨罪。
Now, whether Enoch can believe that.
是否以诺也能这样跟谁相信？
So, brothers and sisters, the wonder is Enoch believed all the way.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹们，以诺是不是一路的都能这样相信呢？
He didn't have a Bible.
要记得他那时候没有一本圣经。
He didn't have brothers and sisters.
他也没有周围的弟兄姊妹。
He didn't have preachers to tell him anything.
也没有一个传道人来告诉他任何的事情。
Everything about this God is what God revealed to him gradually.
任何关于神的事都是神直接的、逐渐的、一点一点的启示给他。
Can he or can he not believe?
他能或者不能就这样相信了。
300 years he believed.
300年他都相信。
Now I believe because he has sons and daughters.
我相信因为他也有生养儿女。
He must have a lot of problems.
他一定有很多的难处。
And when God revealed something to him, it may be hard for him to actually catch up with it.
当神向他启示关于他自己的时候，对于以诺来讲可能很难跟得上。
Now Enoch may be unhappy with his wife.
可能呢，以诺恼怒他的妻子。
And God says you have to love her.
那么神告诉他说你要爱她。
And Enoch may be angry and beat up his son.
可能以诺发了脾气打了他的儿子。
And God says you should not beat up your son.
那么神就告诉说你不应该打你的儿子。
It's very, very hard.
这些事情
to walk with God.
对以诺来讲要与神同行是非常的难的。
So there must be up and down in his life.
所以可能在他的一生中间也有起伏。
But the wonder is this.
但是所稀奇的是
he did not leave God.
他从来没有离开过神。
He did not say, Lord, it's too hard, forget it.
他没有一次跟神说，主啊，太难了，算了吧。
So he continued to walk with God 300 years.
但是他一直继续的，仍然跟随主300年。
So, brothers and sisters, it tells us a very encouraging thing.
弟兄姊妹们，这告诉我们一件非常令人鼓舞的事。
It is possible to walk with God for a whole life.
要我们一生来跟随与神同行是可能的。
And at the end, that He is happy with us.
而且到了终点的时候，神喜悦我们。
The key is that we have to receive His revelations and we have to obey it.
这个关键呢在于我们必须要接受他的启示，当我们得着了启示，我们要顺服。
Yeah, every week, every month, the Lord reveals something about himself to us.
每一个礼拜，每一个月，神都将他自己的一点向我们启示。
So we have to keep our eyes open to receive it.
我们要把我们的眼睛张开，我们来领受。
And to understand it.
我们要明白它。
And to willing to walk this way.
我们甘愿来走这条道路。
And to obey it.
并且顺服它。
And never despise it.
我们从不轻看它。
That's the story of Enoch.
这就是以诺的故事。
Number one. And number two.
第二件事。
The second secret is he believes that God was a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
第二件事就是他相信神喜欢赏赐那寻求他的人。
Yes, actually in the English it's actually pretty strong. It says who diligently seek him.
在英文的有些版本里面讲到殷切的寻求神。
And then another translation, John Darby's translation is that he said who seek him out.
在达比的翻译里面讲到呢，他去把他找出来。
Yes, so when we The sense is when we seek God, we don't just seek, we actually find Him.
当我们寻求神的时候，我们是把神找到。
Yeah. So it's a very, very active, positive seeking.
所以在这里是一个非常的活跃、主动、积极的一个寻找。
And it's a very earnest desire to know God.
在它的里面有一个非常热切的愿望要寻找神。
And diligently find Him.
而且殷勤地去把他找到。
Last night, our brother talks about Paul.
昨天晚上我们弟兄讲到保罗。
Paul pursued the knowledge of the excellence of Christ.
保罗以认识耶稣基督为至宝，所以他追求认识基督。
I want to gain Christ.
他说我要得着基督。
Now here, brothers and sisters, Enoch was the first one who did that.
弟兄姊妹们，在这里我们看见以诺就是那第一个这样做的人。
So it's very, very encouraging to us.
所以这对我们来讲是非常的令人鼓舞的。
Now, when I was a young Christian,
当我刚得救做基督徒的时候
，I actually admire Enoch.
我非常的羡慕以诺
，because he did not die.
因为他没有见死。
But then later, when I grow as a Christian, I admire.Enoch for a different reason.
但是之后，当我在基督徒的路上有一点成长的时候，我羡慕他是另外一个原因。
God was pleased with his life at the end.
就是在最终了的时候，神喜悦他的一生。
Not too many people, that did not die.
没有许多的人从来不见死的。
But there were so many people at the end of their life, they pleased God.
但是却有许多的人在他人生结束的时候令神喜悦。
Now we see in the Bible, in Exodus chapter 11, we see Moses, we see David.
在圣经里面，实际上在第十一章里面，我们看见摩西，我们看见大卫。
And then, if you continue to hear from our brother, then Paul is that too.Is also.
我们继续听见我们弟兄讲到保罗，我们相信保罗在他结局的时候也是这样。
And brothers and sisters, there are many, many more. At the end of their life, God finds them pleasing to Him.
弟兄姊妹们，有许许多多更多的人在他们人生终了的时候，神喜悦他们。
This is great encouragement to us.
这对我们而言是极大的鼓舞。
Moses died.
摩西死了。
But Moses at the time he should die.
但是摩西在他要死的时候，
God brought him to the high mountain.
神把他带到一个高山上，
Show him the whole land of Canaan.
把整个迦南地显给他看，指示给他看。
Then God buried him.
然后神埋葬了他。
No one knows where God buried him.
没有一个人知道神把他葬在哪里。
So dear brothers and sisters, God was actually in effect saying, Moses is mine.
所以在这里事实上神是宣告说摩西是属我的人。
So dear brothers and sisters, may that be an inspiration for us.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹们，愿这个成为我们里面的一个激励。
To die or not to die is not the issue.
死或不死呢 不关重要。
The issue is whether we can live through our life at the end is pleasing to God.
重要的乃是我们活完了一生到了终了的时候令神喜悦。
Yeah. And also, walking with God is a life, is a constant thing.
另外一件事情与神同行呢乃是一个一直不断的事情。
In the New Testament, Lord Jesus wants us to abide in Him.
在新约圣经里面，主耶稣告诉我们，要我们住在他里面。
Yeah, we abide in Him and He in us.
我们住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。
Now, if we do that,
如果我们这样行，
then the Holy Spirit would do something in our life.
那么圣灵就在我们生命里面做一些事情。
And produce these fruits of the Spirit.
然后结出圣灵的果子来。
Yes, love, joy, peace.
就是仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Patience, kindness, goodness.
忍耐、
恩慈。
恩慈、良善。
Obedience, meekness, and self-control.
顺服、
温
柔、节制。
Yeah, brothers and sisters, these things are the character, together are the character of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，这些事情摆在一起就是主耶稣基督的性格。
So if we yield to the Holy Spirit,
如果我们降服在圣灵之下，
and let the Holy Spirit daily, hourly do things in us,
让圣灵每天每个时刻在我们身上做工，
and what is being produced are these fruits of the Spirit,
那么圣灵在我们身上所结的就是圣灵的果子。
And then we are a testimony to the character of Jesus.
那么我们就成为耶稣基督性格的一个见证人。
When other people see us,
当别人看见我们的时候，
they see something wonderful.
他们在我们身上看见一些奇妙的东西。
They see something literally out of this world.
他们能够从我们身上看见是世界所没有的。
Yes. Brothers and sisters, what is a testimony of Lord Jesus?
弟兄姊妹们，什么是主耶稣基督的见证呢？
If we have these things,
如果我们有这些东西，
yeah, the fruit of the Spirit,
有圣灵的果子，
we are naturally the testimony of Lord Jesus.
我们很自然的就是主耶稣基督的一个见证。
So at that time, Enoch walked with God for 300 years.
所以在那个时刻呢，以诺与神同行了300年。
And today, we abide in Christ.
今天我们住在主里面，基督里。
So the third person is Noah.
第三个人物是挪亚。
Noah, the Bible said this. At that time, at Noah's time, the world, men of the world were wicked.
挪亚所生活的世代，圣经告诉我们说是一个邪恶的世代。
It is an unbelieving world.
是一个不相信的世代。
And they despised God's warning.
他们轻看神的警戒。
However, this person Noah.
但是挪亚这个人，
and the Bible says Noah feared God and took God's warning seriously.
圣经告诉我们说，挪亚敬畏神，他把神的警戒，向着神的警戒非常认真。
So God then told him to build an ark.
所以神就告诉他说要建造一个方舟。
In preparation for the flood that will come.
为着要来的洪水做预备。
Not only that.
不仅如此，
but also God gave him the exact details how to build this ark.
神也把建造方舟的细节都告诉他。
Now, Noah spent the next 100 years building the ark.
就用了之后的差不多100年来建造方舟。
Now the Bible says Noah preached the righteousness of God.
圣经告诉我们说，挪亚建方舟的同时，他也传神的义道。
So, brothers and sisters, what happened is people laugh at him.
在那个时刻呢，当他这样做，人们就讥笑他。
Where is the flood?
哪里有洪水呢
？Where is the rain?
哪里会下雨呢
？You build such a big thing.
你要建一个这么大的东西。
One year, two year, 10 years, 20 years.
一年、两年、十年、二十年。
Isn't that foolish?
你这个不是很愚昧吗
Now where is God's promise?
神的应许在哪里呢
But Enoch persisted.
但是挪亚却仍然坚持。
He trusted God.
他信靠神。
And preached God's word of righteousness.
并且他传神的义道。
Now the Bible says God counted him righteous.
圣经告诉我们说神就算他为义。
And when the flood came, God saved.The whole house through the ark.
当洪水来的时候，神就借着方舟救了他的全家。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，The Noah's work is very special.
挪亚的工作是非常的特别。
Now this ark is exactly according to God's command.
这一个方舟是准确的照着神的命令所建造的。
Yes, every detail of it, Noah did according to God.
每一个细节神都是照着神所指示的做的。
It reminded us of when Moses built the tabernacle.
这让我们想到当摩西建造会幕的时候。
When Moses built the tabernacle, every detail is according to God's command.
当摩西建造会幕的时候每一个细节都是照着神的吩咐。
Now later, when we see the story of David,
之后我们看见大卫的故事。
He also did exactly God's work according to God's will.
他也是每一件事情都照着他做神的工作的时候都是照着神的旨意。
When he became king, he took Jerusalem.
当他做王了以后他就取了耶路撒冷。
After he took Jerusalem, he took back the ark.Into Jerusalem.
当他攻取耶路撒冷之后，他就迎接约柜进到耶路撒冷。
A few years later,
之后几年
the thought came to him. He wants to build God a house.
他里面起了一个意念，要为神建造神的家。
God did not allow him.
神不许可。
But God told him how this temple, this house is going to be built.
但是神却指示他神的殿、神的家该如何建造。
And he prepared everything.
所以他就为着神的殿预备了一切。
He found the place for the temple also.
他为着神的殿找到了那一块地。
So David did exactly God's work according to God's will.
所以大卫做神的工是每一件事都照着神的旨意。
And when we come to New Testament, Paul,
当我们来到新约的保罗的
If you heard our brother said yesterday,
昨天晚上我们听见弟兄讲到
He did exactly according to what God wanted him to do.
每一件事情他都是照着神准确的要求他所做的。
Especially when Christ was revealed to him.
特别是当基督启示给他的时候
Then he did everything he did is according to Christ.
那么每一件事他所做的都是照着基督。
Now, brothers and sisters, why this is important?
弟兄姊妹们，这有什么重要？为什么这个重要？
Why doing the work of God only and according to God's will only is important?
为什么我们只做神的工，并且做神的工的时候，只能照着神的旨意呢？它的重要性在哪里
？Why can't we just do our own, just for God, just do according to our own thinking?
为什么我们不能为神照着我们想的来为他做工
？Now Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7 has a remarkable statement.
希伯来书第十一章第七节。有一个非常显明的一个说法。
It says by which he condemned the world.
在这里说，因此就定了那世代的罪。
So Noah and his ark.
所以挪亚和他所建的方舟。
Not only speak of salvation of God.
不仅讲到神的救恩。
It also speak of God's testimony.
特别也讲到 神的见证。
Testimony against a wicked world.
向着一个邪恶的世代所做的见证。
It's a testimony against an unbelieving world.
向着一个不信的世代所做的见证。
A testimony against the wisdom and spirit of the world.
是向着世界的智慧所做的一个见证。
The world mocked at the whole thing.
我们知道世人呢，他们讥笑这一切的事。
They mock at the ark.
他们讥笑方舟。
They mock at what Noah said.
他们讥笑挪亚所说的话。
And they despise God.
他们轻看神。
But Noah and his ark.
但是挪亚和他的方舟。
Prove that God is right.
证明了神是对的。
Everything else is false.
每一件事都是虚假的。
God said the flood will come.
神说洪水要来。
Flood did come.
洪水确实来了。
God said this ark can save your whole household plus more.
神告诉他说这个方舟能够救你的全家和其他所有的生物。
And that ark indeed did that.
那一个方舟确实成就了。
Now this Noah.
这一个挪亚。
Who seems to be foolishly building this ark for 100 years.
他用100年似乎很愚昧地在那里建造这个方舟。
But finally, God vindicated him. God says he is right.
但是最后神为他做见证说他是对的。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
this testimony is according to God's power.
这个见证乃是按着神的能力。
The world at that time and the world today is not only wicked but very powerful.
我们知道在那个时代挪亚的时代不仅是邪恶并且有能力的今天也是一样。
Yes, unbelieving the spirit of the world and the wisdom of the world, they want to tear apart anything you say.
我们知道世界的灵和世界的智慧他们不仅不相信并且他要把你所相信你所说的通通撕碎。
If what we did has a bleach, now they come in, they just destroy it.
如果我们所说所做的有一个破口他就穿进来要把它毁坏。
But if this is God's work,
如果这是神的工作
and according to God's design,
并且是照着神的设计
according to God's will,
照着神的旨意
there is a power of God there.
在那里就有神的能力。
No one can destroy it.
没有一个人可以毁坏。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
we often have to ask ourselves the question.
我们经常应该问自己这样的问题。
Well, whatever we do, you know, maybe we're teaching Sunday school.
可能我们做什么呢？我们可能教组织学。
And maybe we're having some activities.
可能我们有一些的活动。
Now, sometimes our own beautiful idea comes.
有的时候我们自己那些很美好的我们的想法也进来了。
But we always have to ask the question, is this God's work? Is this what God wants?
但是我们应该问我们自己这真是神的工作这真的是神所要的吗
Brothers and sisters, if we ask that question, we will pay attention to it.
弟兄姊妹们若是我们真的问这个问题我们就要留意。
Yeah, when we pay attention to it.
当我们对自己留意的时候
The Holy Spirit is going to correct us.
圣灵就在我们里面修正我们。
Then we will do something right in God's eye.
那么我们在神的眼中就才能做对的事情。
Then there's power.
那在那里才会有能力。
And then when world sees this,
当世人看见的时候
they give honor to God.
他们就把尊贵把荣耀归给神。
So this is the story of Noah.
这就是挪亚的故事。
Now, I would like to go on to talk about Abraham.
现在我要继续来讲到亚伯拉罕。
It's good we have 25 minutes.
若是能行我们大概还有25分钟。
Yeah, so, brothers and sisters, please be patient.
所以请弟兄姊妹们忍耐一下。
The wonderful thing about Abraham is this heavenly way.
关于亚伯拉罕那奇妙的事乃是他走一条属天的道路。
Yes, the beginning of the story is in Acts chapter 7, verse 1 and 2.
在使徒行传第七章第一、第二节亚伯拉罕的故事是这样起头的。
Yeah, it's when Stephen gave a testimony.
当斯提凡 起来做见证。
Now Stephen told the story of God's people.
斯提凡讲到神百姓的故事。
Yeah, in a way, it's totally different when the Judaism interpreted.
他所说的和犹太教所有的解释是完全不同的。
But at the very beginning, he said, "Our father Abraham." When he was in Mesopotamia, God of glory appeared to him.
在那里他说我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索波大米亚的时候、天上荣耀的神向他显现。
So brother and sister, pay attention to this, God of glory.
在这里请大家留意讲他讲到的就荣耀的神。
When we, in Joshua chapter 24, it says,Abraham's family, fathers, and so on, when they were at war, they actually worshiped foreign gods, or they worshiped the idols.
在创世纪里面讲到呢，他住在乌尔的时候呢，那个环境是拜偶像的。
Actually, it's in Joshua.
是在约书亚记。
Yeah, Joshua 24.
约书亚记第24章。
Yeah, but the point is, that's how Abraham grew up.
在这里那个要点就是那说出亚伯拉罕成长的环境。
If you ask him God, he will point out to all these idols.
如果你问他什么是神的时候他就把这些偶像指给你看。
But one day, something else happened to him.
但是有一件事有一天呢有一个很特别的事发生在他身上。
This God of glory appeared to him.
这个荣耀的神向他显现。
God of glory is a holy God.
荣耀的神乃是圣洁的神。
It's totally different from these things.
与这些偶像完全不同。
And God of glory dwells in unapproachable light.
荣耀的神是住在人所不能近的光中。
And these idols live in darkness.
而这些偶像呢，是活在黑暗里。
This God of glory cannot be bribed.
荣耀的神是不接受人的贿赂的。
You cannot just bring an incense, bring some money, and ask him to listen to you. He will not.
我们不能带着香、带着钱，我们就要他听我的话，他绝对不会听的。
And he will not compromise.
他绝不跟你妥协的。
Sin is a sin.
罪就是罪。
Righteousness is righteousness.
义就是义。
No compromise.
没有任何的。商量的余地。
And then this God is a living God.
而这一位神是活神。
These idols cannot talk.
这些偶像是不会说话的。
Cannot smell.
不能闻味道。
Cannot do anything.
根本不能做什么
事。But this God is a living God.
但是这一位是活神。
所以 Bible says God of glory appeared to him.
圣经告诉我们说荣耀的神向他显现。
And then Abraham went out.
之后亚伯拉罕就出去了
to a place where he didn't even know
到一个他从来不认识的地方
and never came back
而且他再没有回去过
and all along he only followed one thing
而这一路上面他只跟随一件事
he followed this God of glory
他跟随这荣耀的神
now when he came to this place called Canaan
现在他来到称作迦南之地
things are not easy
并不容易
There were famine.
在那里有饥荒。
There were hostile neighbors.
在那边有敌视他的邻人。
And God provided to him.
神就供应他。
And God protected him.
神也保护他。
And God also said, "Now I will be your shield."
神也向他说，我要做你的盾牌。
And I will be your exceeding great reward.
我要做你的大的赏赐。
Yes. And then,Then at that time, I think Abraham was like 85.
我想那个时候呢，亚伯拉罕大约是八十五岁。
Yes. So God appeared to him.
神向他再一次的显现。
I want to bless you.
神向他说，我要赐福给你。
And Abraham says, I don't even have a son.
亚伯拉罕就跟神说，我根本没有儿子。
Now I have.This person that grew up in our life in our family from Damascus by the name of Eliezer, he will be my heir.
他说我有这个在我家中长大的一个老仆人以利以色，他说他就要 做我的后嗣，承接我的产业。
Yeah, the Lord says, no, not he.
神说不是他。
There's one that come out of you, that will be your heir.
唯有从你所出的，他才做你的后嗣。
You know, brothers and sisters, when God called Abraham out, God says, I will bless you and you will be a blessing.
当神呼召亚伯拉罕出来的时候说，我要祝福你，使你成为多国的祝福。
This is Genesis chapter 12.
这是在创世纪十二章。
And God says, all the families on the earth will be blessed because of you.
在那里神说呢，地上的万国万族都要因你得福。
So this God of glory said these things to Abraham at the beginning.
所以在一开头的时候，荣耀的神就这样告诉亚伯拉罕。
So in Abraham's heart, there's this thing called all the families will be blessed because of me.
所以一开头的时候，亚伯拉罕就一个意念，地上的万族都要因我而蒙福。
I don't believe he could understand that.
我不相信那个时候他明白这个话。
So after such a long time, he had no son.
但是并且经过了这么长的时间，他还没有儿子。
But God says, out of you will come a son.
但是神却对他说呢，从你所出的，你要得一个儿子。
And he will be your heir.
他要成为你的后嗣。
And that night,
那一天晚上，
the Lord bring him out of the tent.
主把他从帐篷里面带出来。
Look at all the stars in heaven.
要他看天上所有的星。
If you can count,
如果你能数得出来，
your descendant will be that much, not many.
你的后裔就像天上的星那么。
How could Abraham believe that?
亚伯拉罕怎么能相信呢？
But Bible says Abraham believed.
但是圣经告诉我们说，亚伯拉罕就信了。
And God counted him as righteous.
神就因此算他为义。
Brothers and sisters,How could Abraham believe?
弟兄姊妹们，亚伯拉罕怎么能相信呢？
Because he knew this God is God of glory.
因为他知道这位神是荣耀的。
This God never cheated.
这一位神从来不说谎。
God is always faithful.
神永远是信实的。
Although I don't understand.
即便我不明白。
But he is right.
但是他是对的。
I have to believe it.
我必须要相信他。
Then he and Sarah.And got this Ishmael.
然后我们看见呢，他和撒拉后来从夏甲就得了以实玛利。
Yeah, about 14 years later.
14年之后。
Within these years, God did not talk to him.
在这一段时间，主没有向他说话。
But then after 14, when he was 99.
差不多14年之后，在他99岁的时候。
God appeared to him again.
神再向他说话。
The Lord says, I'm going to bless you.
主说我要祝福你。
And he said, may Ishmael live before you.
亚伯拉罕向主说愿以实玛利活在你面前。
So he's saying, Lord, I have no other. Bless him.
他实际上是向神说，主啊，我还没有儿子除了他以外。
So the Lord said, yes, I will bless Ishmael.
那么主就告诉他说，是的，我也要赐福给以实玛利。
But you're going to have a son from your wife. His name will be Isaac.
但是你要从你自己的妻子得着一个儿子，你要给他起名叫以撒。
And my covenant is only with Isaac.
我的约是要赐给以撒的。
So although I will still bless Ishmael.
虽然我也仍然要赐福给以实玛利。
But my covenant is with Isaac.
但是我是要与以撒立约的。
Brothers and sisters, Ishmael later became rich and became prosperous.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见以实玛利之后呢，他成为非常的富有，并且成为大主。
But God has no relationship with him.
但是神与他之间没有什么关系。
God only recognized Isaac.
但是神只承认以撒。
My covenant is with him.
我是与他立约的。
About 20 years later,
过了二十年之后，
God said to Abraham, "Offer your only son Isaac as a burnt offering to me."
神又对亚伯拉罕说，你要把你所爱的儿子以撒献给我做燔祭。
Brothers and sisters, this is very hard for Isaac, for Abraham.
弟兄姊妹们，这对亚伯拉罕来讲是非常的。 难的，为难的。
You know, Lord, you know, I tried to get your son, you didn't like.
他说：“主啊，我想要为你生一个儿子，但是你却不喜欢。”
And then you, by your promise, I get Isaac.
借着你的应许，我得着了以撒。
I love Isaac, you love Isaac.
我爱以撒，你也爱以撒。
And then you have a covenant with him.
并且你与以撒立约的。
So when I die, your covenant is with him.
如果我死了，那么你的约就是在他身上。
Now you want me to offer him as a burnt offering.
现在你却要我把他献上作为燔祭。
Kill and burn.
把他杀了，并且把他焚烧。
Lord, where is this covenant?
弟兄姊妹们，神啊，他说。神啊，那你的约在哪里呢？
Very difficult for him.
这对他来讲非常的难。
So he walked 3 days with Isaac and with the servants.
他与以撒和仆人们同行了3天。
So finally they came to Mount Moriah.
最后他们来到了摩利亚山。
He put this, he and Isaac went to the mountain.
他把东西放下，叫仆人等在山下，他和以撒上山。
Isaac said, Dad,You know, the wood is here, the fire is there, where is the lamb?
以撒问他说，父亲啊，柴在这里，火也在这里，但是那羊羔在哪里呢？
Abraham said, God will provide.
亚伯拉罕回答他说，神必预备。
Brought Isaac to the mountain.
他就带着以撒上山。
Just about, he's going to cut.
当他正要下手杀这童子的时候，
The voice from heaven says, Abraham, Abraham,Do not touch this lad.
从天上就有声音说亚伯拉罕亚伯拉罕千万不可在这童子身上下手。
So the Lord gave Isaac back to him.
所以主把以撒再还给亚伯拉罕。
And then finally the Lord told him.
最后神对他说
All nations will be blessed through this descendant, through Isaac.
万国都要从这一个童子他的后裔得福。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Did he offer?
他是不是献上呢
？He offered.
他是的献。
Did Isaac die?
以撒死了吗
？He actually died, and he actually lived now.
实际上他死了，现在他实际上也活了。
Now, where is the covenant?
那个约在哪里呢
？The covenant is still there.
那个约仍然在那里。
So this is when Isaac is about 20.
这个时候大约以撒是20岁。
So this thing really struck Abraham.
这件事呢实在是击中了亚伯拉罕。
Resurrection is a very hard concept to understand.
因为复活呢要我们来明白是非常难的。
But Abraham experienced this thing firsthand.
但是亚伯拉罕却第一手的经历了。
And then another 20 years when Isaac was 40 years old.
过了另外的二十年，那个时候以撒大约是40岁。
And Abraham needs to get Isaac a wife.
亚伯拉罕要为以撒娶妻。
And the servant is very wise.
这一个仆人非常的有智慧。
The servant says, you know, I go there and find a good girl.
这一个仆人说我要去为他找到一个好的女子。
Now, if this woman don't want to come to Canaan, can I bring Isaac there?
他问亚伯拉罕说：“如果那个女子不肯跟我到迦南来，我能够带以撒去吗？”
Abraham says, "No, you cannot do that."
亚伯拉罕说：“不行，你不能这样做。
Never bring him outside of Canaan.
你不能把他从迦南带出去。”
Because God's covenant is with him on this land.
因为神与他所立的约是在这个地上，在这应许之地。
Brothers and sisters, this time God did not force him at all.
这一次呢，神一点都没有强迫他。
It is out of Abraham himself.
这乃是亚伯拉罕自己甘心的。
My son Isaac belongs here.
我的儿子以撒属于这里。
Nowhere else.
不属于任何地方。
What about wife? What about wife? That's another story.
如果要得一个妻子，那是另外一件事。
Yeah, but my son belongs here.
但是我的儿子 属于这块地。
Because the God of glory said so.
因为那荣耀的神如此说。
So, dear brothers and sisters.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Through these almost 60 years.
这样将近有60年之
前。This issue of Isaac brought Abraham to walk a heavenly way.
关于得着以撒这件事情呢，使得亚伯拉罕走上了这属天的道路。
And all these things are very hard.
因为这些事情虽然都很困难。
Think about it. He could say again and again.
你试想一想，他可能一再的这样说。
He said, "Lord, you are so hard to please."
他会跟主说：“主啊，要叫你喜悦，真的。
Nothing I did please you.
没有一件我做的事是叫你欢喜的。
But God is so wise.
但是神却有智慧。
His hand of grace just led Abraham.
他那恩典的手却一路的引领亚伯拉罕。
So through these very personal experiences,
所以通过这些非常个人的经历
，God, Abraham learned the heavenly way.
亚伯拉罕学会了走这条属天的道路。
The way of God,
就是神的路。
Now, I think.Thinking back, there are three things Abraham learned.
当我们回顾的时候，我们看见亚伯拉罕至少学到三件事情。
First,
第一
the spiritual life is out of promise, not out of our good will.
属灵的生活是从应许出来的，而不是从我们的意愿出来的。
属灵的生命。生命
从生命出来。
属灵的生命。
属灵的生命。
Yeah, there's spiritual life.
有一个属灵的生命。
This spiritual life only comes from promise of God.
属灵的生命是从神的应许来的。
It's through faith by grace.
是因着信也本乎恩。
And this is the story of Isaac.
这是以撒的故事。
But today, brothers and sisters, this applies to us the same.
弟兄姊妹们，今天在我们身上运用也是一样的。
Without going through Lord Jesus Christ, without going through this thing that's from heaven, we got nothing.
如果不是通过主耶稣基督，不是从天上来的，我们什么都得不着。
Remember when Nicodemus came to see Jesus?
我们记得尼哥底母来看主耶稣的时候。
The Lord Jesus said,
主耶稣告诉他，
You have to be born anew.
你必须要得着一个新的生命，重生。
And you have to be born from above.
你必须要从天上得着一个生命。
This is about born, being born.
这是关于出生，生下来。
And then how about when we grow?
那么我们有了这生命，我们怎么成长呢？
The Lord has given us the Holy Spirit.
主已经赐给我们圣灵。
For a purpose.
是为着一个目的。
The purpose is that we do not live just by ourselves anymore.
这个目的就是告诉我们说，我们再不凭着自己来生活了。
There is a leading, there is a beacon in us that lead us forward.
在我们里面有一个引导，有一个标杆引导我们往前。
Yeah. So we ought to just like Abraham, when the Lord leads, whether I understand or not, I follow.
就像亚伯拉罕一样，我们要学习。只要是主领导我引导我们不论我明白不明白我都跟随。
So, dear brothers and sisters, just think about our spiritual growth.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹们当我们想到我们属灵的成长
We have to pay price.
我们需要付代价。
If we don't, then we don't have spiritual growth.
如果我们不付代价我们就根本没有属灵的成长。
The price we pay is something so oftentimes we don't see. I mean, the promises, the reward, we don't see with our naked eyes.
我们若是不付代价的话，主给我们的应许，用我们的肉眼，我们根本看不见。
But thank the Lord, we know that that is from the Lord. Therefore, just like Hebrews chapter 11:1 says, by faith we experience that.
但是感谢我们的神。就像希伯来书十一章第一节里面告诉我们讲的信是把我们所盼望的事实化出来的。
Yeah. So, and the second thing that Abraham learned is that there's a very difficult lesson of resurrection.
第二件事情亚伯拉罕所学到的就是关于复活的事。
Now he learned that God's covenant and the living sacrifice do not contradict each other.
他现在学到了神的约和做一个活祭不是彼此矛盾冲突的事情。
Yeah, so he thought before that these two things are contradictory.
在之前呢，他认为这两件事摆在一起会彼此冲突的。
If I offer Isaac as a living sacrifice, then what about the covenant?
如果我把以撒献上当作燔祭的话，那么那个约到还有什么果效呢
？The wonder is that these two things are closely related together.
实际上呢，这两件事是非常紧密相连的。
Today, brothers and sisters, we have this new covenant.
今天弟兄姊妹们，我们有这个新约。
We have the Lord Jesus as the mediator of this new covenant.
我们有主耶稣基督做新约的中保。
God has prepared. God is faithful.To make that covenant work.
神他的信实要使那个约立住。
Yes, our Lord Jesus wants to make that covenant work.
我们的主耶稣基督要叫那个约成全。
But there is a requirement on us.
但是在我们身上却有一个要求。
If we do not cooperate,
如果我们不合作
this covenant is great.
这个约是伟大的。
But it happens to my, it's true with my brother, not true with me.
但是若是他在我弟兄身上是真的，在我身上却不实在。
Now how can this covenant be real?
那么这个约怎么可能是真的呢
？The Bible tells us again and again, it's by the principle of death and resurrection.
那么圣经一再的告诉我们说，它乃是借着从死和复活的原则得来的。
And we have to die with Christ.
我们必须与基督同死。
And we have to be raised with Christ.
我们与基督一同复活。
And then we can walk in the newness of life.
然后我们才能走这一条又新又活的路。
And this new covenant can be true to us.
那么这个约在我身上才成为真的。
This is the whole meaning of baptism.
这是浸的，受浸的那个完全的意义。
Yeah, this is in Romans chapter 6.
这是在罗马书第六章。
This is in Colossians chapter 2.
也在加拉太书第二章。
Yes. Thank the Lord. This thing that we sometimes think is very difficult.
感谢主，常常我们认为很难的事情。
Yet, Abraham experienced it so long ago.
然而亚伯拉罕在很久很早以前他就已经经历过了。
And we thank the Lord, Lord Jesus is here today.
我们感谢主，主耶稣基督今天在我们中间。
And by his leading, by his grace.
借着他的引导和他的恩典。
All of us, as long as we are willing, can experience this thing.
我们所有的人，只要我们愿意，我们都可以这样经历。
And the third thing that he learned.
第三件事他学到的。
Is about his descendant.
乃是关于他的后裔。
Somehow, Abraham figured out, saw that this descendant, this particular descendant, is so important in God's heart.
在亚伯拉罕的经历里面，他开始明白看见这一个后裔在神的心中是何等的重要。
Yes, he is at the center of God's heart.
他乃是神心中的中心。
All God's promises is bounded in him.
神所有的应许都在他的身上。
And all the rewards from God is in him.
神所有的赏赐也都在他的里面。
And all the inheritance of God is in him.
所有神的产业也在他的里面。
And then it's deeper than he knows.
而这一切都比他所了解的更深。
Brothers and sisters, When we come to the New Testament time,
弟兄姊妹们，当我们来到新约时代
，Lord Jesus has once said,
有一次主耶稣这样说
，and this is, I think, this Gospel of John.
我想这可能是在约翰福音
，John chapter 8 verse 56.
约翰福音第八章第五十六节
，Lord Jesus is talking to people about Abraham.
主耶稣和当时周围的众人讲到亚伯拉罕。
Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad.
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜地仰望我的日子， 既看见了就快乐。
So, dear brothers and sisters, Abraham at that time when he walked through this heavenly way.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，在他的时代，亚伯拉罕走了这一条属天的道路。
All these things seems to be so difficult.
好像每一件事情都是那么的艰难。
All these promises seems to be unseen.
好像每一个应许都是看不见的。
Now, one lesson after another lesson.
一个功课接着一个功课。
But throughout this whole thing,
在这一切的事情中间，
Abraham was actually glad.
亚伯拉罕实际上是非常的欢喜。
And he saw God's whole inheritance, God's whole thinking is in this seed.
因为他在这一个后裔的身上，他看见了神的产业，神一切的丰富。
Although it's so difficult,
虽然外面的环境是那么难，
but he was so happy.
但是他却非常的喜乐。
And as if he has seen Christ.
好像他已经看见了基督一样。
This is what the Lord Jesus said.
这就是主耶稣向众人所说的。
And then Apostle Paul.
然后我们看见保罗。
And I think it's in Galatians chapter 4.
我想大概是在加拉太书第四章里面。
Apostle Paul says, that seed is a singular, it's not plural.
在那里使徒保罗告诉我们说，那一个后裔是一个单数的个人，不是众人。
It speaks of Jesus Christ.
那里是讲到耶稣基督。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
is this heavenly way worthwhile?
这一条属天的道路值得吗？
Brothers and sisters, very.
弟兄姊妹们，非常值得。
We only have very few decades limited on this earth.
我们在地上也不过几十年，非常有限的日子。
Man could choose just to walk day in and day out on earth.
人可以呢，拣选在地上像世人一样进进出出。
Earn money.
我们赚钱
，trying to build own house，
我们自己为自己盖房子
，trying to be promoted，
我们要升官升级
，until one day I die，
直到有一天我死
，or you can choose something else，
或者你可以拣选别的
，look to the heavenly way，
你可以看那一条属天的道路
，let the Lord lead us，
让主来引导我们
，so in our very limited time on earth，
在我们。有限地上的年日中
，We come to the very heart of God.
我们进到了神的心意。
God experienced, God revealed to us.
神要启示他自己
，the highest and the depth.
把他最高最深的启示给我们
，of Himself.
就是他自己
，and He will show us His Son.
他要指示我们他的爱子
，and we will walk a difficult life.
我们很可能要过艰难的日子。
Even they call the way of the cross.
可能人要称作十字架的道路。
But we will feel so happy at the end.
但是我们到了终了的时候，我们要感觉何等的喜乐。
And we will be just like Abraham when God promised him.
我们就要像亚伯拉罕一样，当神应许他的时候。
I will promise you. I will bless you. And you will be a blessing.
主应许他说我要赐福给你你要使众人得福
Everybody around us will see something in us which is different
每一个在我们周围的人都可以看见在我们身上有一些不同
It is out of the world
我们是不在这个世界中
It is something so good I cannot even describe
是好到我们没有办法形容的
And then they didn't know that is Christ
他们不知道那就是基督
But we know.
但是我们知道。
Thank the Lord. This is what the heavenly way brings us into.
感谢主，这就是属天的道路带我们要进入。
Now we need to stop at this point.
我们需要停在这里。
Have a word of prayer.
我们一同有一些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for these wonderful witnesses before us.
主啊，我们为着在我们面前。这些奇妙的见证人感谢你
Lord, from their lives we learn not because they are any good
主啊从他们的生命中我们学到并不是因为他们比较好
Lord, it is because you are so good
乃是因为主你如此的好
You are the God of glory
你乃是荣耀的神
So that's why these brothers they do not want their old country
那是为什么这些见证人他们不留恋自己的家乡？
They don't desire their own country now.
他们现在不再回到他们自己原来的家乡。
They admire a much better country, which is in heaven.
他们却盼望一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。
There they can have the God of glory.
在那里他们能够得着神，就是荣耀的神。
Lord, we really thank you for having done this and then have all these wonderful lives right in front of our eyes.
主啊，我们实在感谢你，你已经做成了这些事情，并且把这些事情做在我们的生命里。
Lord, we just pray that you give us humility.
主啊，我们求你赐给我们谦卑的心
and a heart of willingness.
给我们一个愿意的心
to also work with you.
我们也来与你同工
to follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
无论羔羊往哪里去，我们都跟随。
All praises to you.
我们将一切的赞美归给你。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.